This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
The Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre presents Well, Well, Well on Joy, a show that's all about sex, health and well-being.
Hello and welcome to the Well 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 show, brought to you live every Tuesday from midday. I'm Jessie and my co-hosts today are Jack and Tex. Thank you so much to Tim and Derek for the news this morning. And I'm going to pass over to Tex and Jack today because we've got a very full house and it's quite exciting.
Indeed,
so this might be the last you hear of me. But Tex, can you please let us know what's going on today?
Well, Jesse and our gorgeous listener, welcome to the NAIDOC Week show. We are meeting on the land of the Wurundjeri of the Kulin Nation and we pay respects to their elders past and present. How are you today, Jack?
I'm pretty well, thank you, after a very busy weekend.
A very busy weekend.
Well, we had turf and surf. I'll come to that a bit later
on. Oh, indeed. And you went off to Adelaide, I think.
I did. I was in sunny, balmy Adelaide, which I know may be a contradiction in terms, but it was lovely.
Okay. Now, here at Well, 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 we talk about topics that relate to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender and intersex community, or GLBTI, LGBTI. And we're all about sex, health and well-being. Jack, can you tell everyone what we're going to be talking about today on our special NAIDOC show?
That's right. We've got some special guests here today. We've got Shelley and Jason and Sandra and Tani from VARS. And we're talking about NAIDOC Week and the various things that VARS and paying our tribute, if you like, to what's going on at NAIDOC Week.
Now, Jack, for me, a vase is something you put flowers in. So perhaps
it
you can
is.
Explain what that stands for.
Well, I'll let Jason tell us what vase stands for. This is Jason.
Hello, everybody out there. Vase, it basically stands for the Victorian Aboriginal Health Service.
Thank you. There's more than one vase.
I'm sure there's lots of lovely flowers there, but yes, you're right. There's more
you
than
can
one
put
vase.
Flowers in there.
We've got. These are the founding members, and Jason is the founding member of ALPLAC, of course, and he's going to discuss what ALPLAC is all about and how it works today.
So to get in contact with us today, to get involved in the conversation, we do invite you, of course, to ask questions. We'd like to tell you how you can get in contact with us. Of course, there are a variety or a plethora of ways. We do have a Facebook page, facebook.com/wellwellwelljoy. You can call Joy here in the studio, 1300-JOY-949. You could send us an email, which we get right here in the studio, on air at joy.org.au. Or you can send us an SMS. And we also get the SMSs into the studio here. You can send a text to text, 0427-JOY-949.
And we'd love to hear from everybody out there.
Oh, we would.
Questions or comments about the show today, about NAIDOC, please let us know. But just a little recap on the weekend. Last Saturday at the Lead Hotel was the Surf and Turf Night, which was a smashing success, I must say. The event saw the Melbourne Surge, which is the water polo team, and Melbourne Chargers battle against each other. It was sort of sub-billed the Brawn versus Beauty, or Beauty versus Brawn. And the event was hosted by Ash Unicum and our own very special Caleb Hawke. Now, they had a few events, a few little competitions, and the person who won the Brawn event was Kevin from Surge. He did 79 push-ups.
79?
Yeah, you know. We went in at Tex.
78 more than I could do.
And there was one called Precision, and Rick from the Chargers took that one out. He was able to stuff 16 marshmallows into his mouth and still speak.
Right. Well
and
done.
There was an endurance competition. The Chargers took first place in endurance. And I can't quite remember what the endurance thing was all about, but it was special.
Probably best we don't share it on
no,
air,
no.
I think.
And there was a beauty one, which was for the most beautiful butt. And a Surge member took out the most beautiful butt.
And that's
so it was
only
something
Jack.
For everybody. Something for everybody.
Only Jack, because you weren't there. Otherwise,
right.
I'm sure you would have won that hands down,
so
or butt
sure
down
about
maybe.
That.
Joy 94.9.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9, and today we're talking with guests from the Victorian Aboriginal Health Service and Outblack, and we'll be finding out about both of those. First of all, can we find out a little bit about the Victorian Aboriginal Health Service?
The Victorian Aboriginal Health Service is based in Fitzroy. It grew up in Fitzroy. It started about 40 years ago. Basically, I suppose, as a protest against the healthcare that we weren't receiving in the general community. The same thing sprang up in Redfern across the country. And so VARS is a service that's got about 200 employees now. So we're 40 years strong.
And Shelley, what's your role at VARS?
I'm a senior Aboriginal health worker, which just means I'm old, I suppose, an old health worker. And
well, there's wisdom in...
Yes, apparently I'm supposed to know something. And not, yeah, and I'm still waiting for it all to come, but it'll get there eventually. So what I do is generally work in the Healthy for Life program. So I come up with creative ways of bringing people into the service and getting them, people with chronic and complex diseases, helping them through their journeys and basically handing them over to people like Sandra and Jason.
Oh, very good.
And what are the main aims of the Victorian Aboriginal Health Service?
Well, it's basically there to provide health care and spiritual well-being to the Aboriginal community, to make sure that our, everybody knows, the stats for Aboriginal people are diabolical. Apparently, the gap's closed. I'm going to live another 5 years. I'm not sure.
Still wouldn't be very long.
Which won't be very long. I should be dropping dead next week. So yeah.
And for those who don't understand that, there's a distinction between the Aboriginal community life expectancy and the general population.
Absolutely. There's a 17-year gap.
Staggering.
And it is staggering. And the thing that's interesting too is that it's not... people seem to think it's only in the rural and the remote areas, but the stats for people, Aboriginal people in the city, are exactly the same. So the 17-year gap exists for us as well. So that's what the health service is there for, to close that gap.
And how many Indigenous people in Victoria, just generally, not specific numbers, but how many people access the services of the health service?
Yeah, we've got 10,000 active files.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot. That's a staggering amount.
30,000 in Victoria. Yeah, so there's a lot of people. You probably we don't get as recognised as probably people that you'd see in the urban rural areas, because we're a lot fairer and we're not as recognisable, I suppose.
Do you have a role to play in educating other mainstream health services or non-Indigenous health services around the specific Indigenous issues to part of that closing the gap strategy?
Non-Indigenous health services and all health providers are supposed to do some form of cross-cultural training to make them, you know, a bit more aware when they're dealing with Aboriginal people. But as you know, it's just more of a tick box thing. I mean, I don't think you learn a great deal in 2 hours of a cross-cultural sort of session. Mm. But basically, our best way of getting out is when we have non-Indigenous people working within our organisation.
Yes.
And when they go back out into the mainstream, they work much more effectively with much more knowledge.
Okay, now we'll come to Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Jason, I understand you're one of the founding members of Outblack.
Yes, hello everybody out there. Happy NAIDOC Week. Yes, one of the original founding members. There's a few of us left now. That Harry was meant to come in today. He's had to make another appointment. But yeah, Outblack started 20 years ago, and it was started up by a man named Ronnie Johnson, who's no longer with us now. And basically, he got us all getting together years ago, thinking, what are we going to do for a young gay community coming through, Aboriginal people coming through? What should we do? And we thought, we just wanted to start raising money. And I think it was about 20 years ago, we met at the Star Hotel in Collingwood.
Mm-hmm.
And we sort of, just a few of us got together in our own time and just sat around the table and said, what should we do? Let's get some money. So we thought, well, let's put on a show. So we started putting on a show years ago, and it was pretty...
What sort of show was that?
Bit of a drag show, bit of a comedy show.
Were you on stage?
Yes. Okay. It wasn't really like professional, but it was fun. And we volunteered our own time and did that and started raising money. And now, 20 years on, here we are. We're going to celebrate the 20th anniversary this year. So we're very excited.
Yeah, it's a great legacy. And I remember Ronnie being quite enthusiastic in those shows as well, especially at the Star Hotel and elsewhere, but strutting his stuff. Her stuff, his stuff, yeah. So, when do you work in Aboriginal health as well?
Yeah, I also work at the Victorian Aboriginal Health Service. I'm one of the registered nurses down there. So, I work in sort of like the little treatment room, which is like a little emergency department. So, yeah, so it's front line down there. But it's great being an Indigenous nurse down there. And, we're all sort of aiming to get to the one goal, aren't we, really, just to really improve the health, because I see it every day and it's really sad because it's that bad.
And how long have you been involved in working in the service?
I've been down there nearly 2 years now. I was at St Vincent's before, though, so we have a good connection with St Vincent's Hospital as well, so yeah, I came from there.
Does that serve you well, wouldn't it, the cross referral pathways or your knowledge base, at the very least, having that there?
Well, I think, yeah, well, I think it just not just serves me, it serves the community as having Aboriginal staff at the hospitals as well, because it makes them more comfortable when they present to our major hospitals.
Are there many other Indigenous people working in mainstream hospitals or health services?
There's lots. Okay. Like, hopefully, we most of our hospitals have the Aboriginal liaison office and everything, there's quite a few.
Yeah, the Royal Melbourne does, so I know that.
Joy 94.9.
And we're here on our special NAIDOC show. And NAIDOC, of course, stands for the National Aboriginal and Islanders Day Observance Committee, but it's a celebration of all things Indigenous culture, Indigenous meaning Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culture. It's always celebrated in the first week of July. And we're talking right now with Sandra and Shelley from the Victorian Aboriginal Health Service. And to start off, in the time that you've been working at the Victorian Aboriginal Health Service, have you seen any significant changes, either good or bad?
I just think it seems like it's a service that just keeps evolving and evolving. That's what I like about working there. And so as issues arise, we find new systems like the Healthy for Lifestyle systems sort of made us a bit more methodical about screening for, screening and educating people to prevent more illnesses and things like that. So my role there is a sexual health and bloodborne virus nurse. I've been there for nearly 10 years now, and that just evolves and grows each year that I'm there. It's great.
Probably a good thing then. Can you describe the services that are available at the Victorian Aboriginal Health Service? Like, is it just sexual health services? Are there you said before there were over 200 employees, so there's going to be a heck of a lot of services.
We've
what are some of those?
We've got two sites. Maybe you can include three or four sites that we're involved in. Like, we work with the gym, the Aboriginal gym. There's a healing service. There's a site in Preston that's more social emotional wellbeing. It's got Koori Kids services, mental health services, counselling, drug and alcohol. And then we've got medical services. We've got aged care, HAC, which is home and community care. We've got men's program. We've got
dental.
Women and children's dental. I believe dental was one of the first services ever started, really.
It was the second. Straight after we got a doctor, the next thing we got was a dentist.
Sensible. Yeah.
And Shelley's been involved in the service probably all her life, would you have been?
I basically have been, really. I was 10 when the health service started up here in Fitzroy, and I knew what it was like not to have an Aboriginal health service, and I honestly did know the difference when we walked in our own doors, the comfort level and just the acceptance and the feeling of belonging was straight away there. So and a lot of people who walk through the doors of the health service feel the same way.
And a lot of research has shown that relationships are really, really important in any kind of healthcare, and that's really what the health service does the best, I reckon.
If people feel comfortable and confident in attending for any health issue, well, then that's half the battle, isn't it, about health and well-being. Are there any particular barriers that people may face accessing a service at VARS, for example? Anything?
Well, I think especially sexual health and blood-borne viruses, drug use, people do get shame about it. But because we sort of integrate a lot of those services into the medical system, you know, we can at least engage people that way. And I do a lot of just general nursing and all sorts of things. And so I'm not known as the STD nurse or the POX nurse. And
no, well, that's not like the old days. So it's a healthier attitude. Perhaps.
And we are really confidential. A lot of people sort of say that, you know, people don't go to Aboriginal health services because they're not confidential, but they are. They're really confidential.
Can you suggest any changes that need to be made? And I'm suggesting maybe in government or in the community perception of Indigenous health or Aboriginal health.
I think that a lot more money needs to go directly to Aboriginal health services. I think a lot of money is spent on bureaucracy. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people are making a lot of money out of Aboriginal research that's already been done 14 times. Mm. And, you know, I think there's a whole basket load of money that is going to services that are around health services but are not actually direct. We ask for a shovel, they give us a spade, a pick, you know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No, we understand what you mean.
Right. You get passionate.
it's good. You need passion to drive. Otherwise, you wouldn't have the services that you have now.
That's right.
Mm. Yeah.
Hi, Jason Gibbs here, Joy 94.9 Production Manager. Want to learn more about radio or audio editing? We're often looking for people to join our team as program production audio producers, responsible for producing podcasts just like this one. Get involved, meet new people and learn new skills. Join one of the biggest community radio contributors of podcasts by volunteering for Joy's program production team. All skill levels welcome, no prior knowledge of audio production is required, and best of all, training is free for all Joy members. Keep an eye on the volunteer vacancies page at joy.org.au, and if we're looking for people to join our team, it'll tell you how to get involved right there. The Joy 94.9 program production team, powering Joy podcasts. Any show, any time. Online at joy.org.au.
You're tuned in to Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
Indeed, this is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. We're celebrating NAIDOC Week and we have a studio full of guests. But we have had a number of messages come in. First of all, this person who hasn't signed it says, I'm so proud to hear VAC and Out Black on air. You should be proud of the work you're doing. Thanks, guys. Then we have a message that says, hi, thanks for promoting NAIDOC Week, and then says, I'm missing the voice of that sexy Greek boy who used to be on Well, Well, Well. That's from Naomi in Reservoir. Thank you, Naomi. We've also, in this hour, received a new membership here at Joy, who's also given a donation. Welcome to the family, John from Paran, to the Joy 94.9 family. And we have a specific question about the services of the Victorian Aboriginal Health Services. The message is from Nathan in Mill Park, who says, hi, happy NAIDOC Week. Does your service provide any specific services for gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender or intersex people in the Indigenous community?
Well, at VARS, we don't have any specific services, but our service is very diverse. We have a lot of LGBTI community members that work at VARS, so we are very supportive and all of our community is accepting of that community. So, yeah.
Diversity is part of your character and part of your canvas, if you like, isn't it?
I suppose, exactly. So we accept everybody for who they are.
Now, that's good to hear. Are there any other areas that you'd say are most in need? For example, sexual health or housing or employment or overall health? Any other priority areas you think?
I guess all of those are priority areas in the Aboriginal community.
Competing priorities.
Yeah, especially when, services won't give Aboriginal people housing or some people discriminate against people in other services. So I guess VARS is like the one-stop shop. You can get everything done there, from health to housing, from your STI testing, everything, yeah.
If somebody was wanting to access VARS, some of our listeners, where would they find the main office? I think it might be worth saying where you are.
Yeah, so the main office is at 186 Nicholson Street in Fitzroy.
Terrific. Now, you probably came across a few misconceptions in the line of your work with the general community. What would some of those be, do you think, that stand out as misconceptions in regard to the Aboriginal culture?
I guess there's a lot of things. There is, oh, do you get more money because you're Aboriginal? Mm. Do you get a free house or a free car?
You hear those sorts of attitudes being expressed from time to time, don't you?
Yeah, especially like the things that, oh, why are you so light? You're Aboriginal, you know.
Yeah, but you don't look dark enough to be Aboriginal. Is that what
So
that's the implication.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, you have these stereotypes of what Aboriginal people look like. You know, the other day I was getting donuts and the shopkeeper said to me, oh, have you got Aboriginal in you? And I'm just like, yeah, both my parents are Aboriginal. He's like, but you're not full. And I'm like, what does that even mean? Yeah, like, honestly.
Yes.
It's not like we go around asking people, so are you like 30% British and then like 50% Scottish and then another 20% like German? No.
So I guess that's a general thing you do come across the board, really.
Yeah.
And to bring Jason back into the conversation, I guess, or maybe anybody can answer this, how do Outback and the Victorian Aboriginal Health Service work together to the service in the community, to provide services in the community? Is there a collaboration between the organisation with Outback?
I think the good thing with Outback and the Victorian Aboriginal Health Service, quite a lot of us actually work at the health service that are sort of like getting together and having meetings and everything, and we promote a lot of stuff through the Victorian Aboriginal Health Service, which is good. They support us, and we do lots of events, and we actually do events at the Victorian Aboriginal Health Service through NAIDOC Week and certain things throughout the year too.
Now, I've mentioned NAIDOC Week, and I've done my mangled explanation about what it means, but what is NAIDOC Week, and can anyone share how did it originate?
Well, it was a form of protest. In 1938, a group of Aboriginal people had already been working together and writing petitions and sort of getting protest going. So it was basically a day of protest to protest against Australia Day.
Most people wouldn't realise it was so long ago. People think it's a more recent thing. So the struggle, if you like, goes back, you know, almost, you know.
Well, those same people were the ones that actually got us recognised as citizens.
Mm-hmm. In 67.
In 1967 referendum. Yeah. So the same people that were working on that on NAIDOC back in 38 were a lot of the same Aboriginal people who actually fought for us to have the vote.
Because you were recorded as under Fauna and Flora before
the
referendum.
Yeah, Fauna and Flora, apparently.
That's true. You weren't counted as...
Maybe half flora, a little bit of fauna.
No, it's shocking in this.
Yes.
And what are our Black and Vars doing in regard to NAIDOC Week?
This year we've actually, because it's the 20th anniversary, we usually put on an event throughout the NAIDOC week, which is usually one of the most popular events of the NAIDOC calendar. But during the fact that it is our 20th anniversary, we're having it in September. So we're holding the 20th anniversary then. So we're putting on a separate event on, which I won't give too much information because we're still organising it and putting the final details. So it'll be a big, big surprise. Will it be
Jason
night.
Hitting the stage again?
Oh, well, one would hope. I've just got to get those high heels out. I've got to find them in the back of the closet, but I'm sure I'll get them. So this year we haven't, but we're doing a couple of events up at Mildura. They've asked for Outback to come and perform, and up at Bendigo as well. So we've actually, instead of holding an event, we're going to other NAIDOC events and performing for them.
Okay. Now there's a march that's coming up.
Yep, we've got a march on Friday. I suppose everybody's been watching the TV and seen that there's been a lot of marches in recent times to protest against the interventions that are going on in the remote communities. So we really welcome everybody. We'd love to see as many people on the street as possible. 12 o'clock at 186 Nicholson Street, Fitzroy.
Another message has come in, this time from Rodrigo, who says, great show, guys. I like how you are the space for voices from minorities to be heard. which is a really nice message to get in. So thank you, Rodrigo, for sending that message in. This is Well, Well, Well here on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is on air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But sometimes you can't always be with us when you want to. Here's the solution. Here's the solution. Listen to your favourite Joy 94.9 show anytime with our Joy podcast service. Our team of over 30 volunteers pick out the best bits from around 60 programs that Joy airs each week, made available to you for free download. To find a podcast of your favourite Joy show, search for us in the featured providers section within the iTunes store, or find them on the Joy website, joy.org.au. Joy Podcasts. Any show, any show, anytime. joy.org.au.
Indeed, it's Well, Well, Well as we celebrate NAIDOC Week, and we're talking about the Victorian Aboriginal Health Service and about the Outback. There are lots of NAIDOC events happening, but there are the NAIDOC awards, such as the Person of the Year, Female Elder of the Year, etc. Can you tell us what some of these are, and who gets to decide who the winner is? Do you know who gets to decide who the winner is of these, or the person who's given the award, perhaps not the winner, but the person who's given the award?
So we kind of have awards. So we've got Mr. and Miss NAIDOC. Mm-hmm. So they will go and speak to community members or at events. And also it's kind of like a pageant type thing, mm-hmm. process. So we have three judges that decide on who gets it in a big community event where they decide, and all of the participants showcase what they've been doing in the community. So it's young people under the age of 24 who have been doing stuff in the community, and yeah.
It's a good way to engage younger people, I'm sure.
So we have the patron as well, who is an elder that's respected in the community, and that gets chosen on the night as well.
And these events are the Victoria NAIDOC Week Awards. I imagine they have a similar set of awards in every state and territory across the country.
Yeah, so they have the national one as well, which is made up of a lot more awards, and it's a much bigger event. But yeah, so we've just got the Mr. and Miss NAIDOC and the Patrons Award here in Victoria, but also other community members like in Ballarat also have their Mr. and Miss NAIDOC as well.
And we said the march is happening on the July the 10th, is it?
Yeah. Yep.
July the 10th. Mm-hmm. And there's something else on the following night, I believe?
Yeah, so we've got the NAIDOC Ball, where all the community will come together and celebrate, commemorate NAIDOC Week, and get dressed up, ball, formal attire, and it will be at the Melbourne Town Hall.
And if they wanted tickets, they contact VARS or...?
They would contact the Victorian NAIDOC Committee, okay. Which is at VACHO.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can contact Rebecca Blurton on 9411 9411.
9411 9411. That's an easy number to remember. Very fantastic easy. Number. And I suppose we should let people know that there is a website that people can go to, which is the NAIDOC website, which gives some information about all of the website, all of the events happening all around town. But it's Vic NAIDOC. Now, I'm going to spell it just because I got confused when I was writing it back in the office. So it's the usual vicnaidoc. So vicnaidoc.com. So vicnaidoc.com. I'm sure if you type NAIDOC into your search engine, whichever one you use, perhaps the one starting with G, it will come up and give you lots of information. There is also an Australia-wide site, which is naidoc.org.au, which gives you, anybody listening wherever they are around Australia, details of how you can get involved in NAIDOC activities in your capital in your capital city, or across the state or territory that you're residing in.
Now, there's also a NAIDOC poster competition. So, are you familiar with the
I think that's a national
event. That's the national.
Yeah.
So, go back to the
if you web. Go to nadoc.org.au, where I went earlier this morning, there is an entire page about the successful artist who designed the poster for this year. It's a brilliant poster.
Huh.
And just as an aside, I go to the Northern Hospital quite a lot,
yes,
because of my recent accident, and I know that all over the hospital there are copies of that poster, and they have been up all month alerting people to the fact that NAIDOC Week is soon to happen, and as we know, NAIDOC Week is right now.
Well, well done, everybody. We're coming to the end of our time to talk with the people from VARS. So I'd like to thank you all for coming in. It's been most interesting. Anything else you want to say before we go to remind us of anything you want to remind us of? Or?
I'd just like to encourage people to come and get sexual health testing at VARS, and that we're a supportive service. And
confidential, and strictly confidential.
And what we can't provide, we'll support people to access. Yep.
And the address is in Nicholson Street, is it?
186 Nicholson 186. Street, yep. Fitzroy.
Well, I'd like to thank Sandra and Shelley and Jason and Tanin for coming in from VARS today and for Outblack. It's been most interesting. And we've had quite a few responses too, as you can see. Any more messages? Text, anything else coming in?
No, we haven't had any more messages since Rodrigo from Footscray. I didn't say he was from Footscray. just saying that it was great to have us to have the representatives here talking to us about NAIDOC Week. We do need to hear another piece of music. This one is by Jamiroquai. I said it right. Hurrah.
Well, I can't pronounce it. But
And the song is called Cosmic Girl, and then we'll be listening to some more community service announcements and sponsorship messages. This is Well, Well, Well during NAIDOC Week here on Joy 94.9.
Joy.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. We just had four lovely guests with us, and I'm back.
We
just had so many guests, so I couldn't actually have a mic to myself.
Oh,
but that's
well.
Okay. One thing that I have been asked to plug from Victorian AIDS Council, we are hosting the Thick and Juicy Party this weekend at the Laird, which is at 8 p.m. I don't know, have you ever been to a Thick and Juicy Party?
I don't think I have. I think I'm too old.
No such thing as too old, Jack.
I think I have. No, but I know some of our volunteers will be working the room as photographers, and I believe they're very good, well attended, and you should be there to be seen.
Yeah, so that's at the Laird at 8 p.m. and you can get your Polaroid pictures for free.
Yes.
Because that's something that we've been doing lately, which is pretty fun.
Yes.
So please. And it's this Friday.
And we do just have to make the listener aware that the Laird is a men-only space. So this is
that's
an event
right.
for gay and bisexual trans guys only.
So I can't go, unfortunately.
No.
I could go if I was young enough as well, Jack.
This actually is young enough. You boys could perfectly go if you want to.
Indeed.
Well, maybe. The Laird would probably have me, yes.
Indeed. And what else has been happening around the organisation?
Well, let me think. We've just signed another partnership too with the Melbourne Chargers, the diverse and inclusive, all-inclusive rugby team.
Mm-hmm.
VAC and the Chargers have signed another partnership agreement for another 2 years, and they'll be working with us on things like staying negative, which, Jesse, that's you take courage of staying negative.
Mm-hmm.
And the stories around people, how to protect and maintain your sexual health, have sexual health on top of your mind whenever you do anything. And we look forward to another lengthy interaction with the Chargers boys.
It was really great to have the people in from the Victorian Aboriginal Health Service and from Outblack. I can't remember having spoken to people from the Aboriginal Health Service ever before here on Well, Well, Well. Perhaps we have.
Well,
perhaps
not,
we have in the dim,
haven't.
Dark recesses of time.
Yeah, and maybe also I found it incredibly interesting, you know, not growing up in Australia, not being necessarily aware of the underlying issues that are there. I mean, I suppose you know what, you know, is generally talked about, but not growing up in this country has been actually, it's very educational. And hearing things about, you know, when they've moved from war and foreigner to citizens, I just absolutely can't believe it. So it's definitely been very educational for myself indeed.
And just as they were leaving, they just, as an aside, mentioned there are 27 Aboriginal health services across Victoria, I think they said.
Indeed, in most rural and regional, either smaller cities or some of those provincial towns like Ballarat and Bendigo, Mildura, Portland, Warrnambool, all of the bigger places, the bigger cities around well, what we'd call regional cities around Victoria. And I imagine that is replicated throughout the rest of Australia through the states and territories as well. But it was interesting to find that there are 27, which means there are lots of opportunities for Indigenous people to access a service which is staffed by, not just by Indigenous like Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. There are also non-Indigenous and Torres Strait Islander people working in those services, but a place where it's possible to feel safe. And as a same-sex attracted man, I know what it's like to go into a space where you can feel judged, and I know what it's like to go into a space where you can actually feel safe. So to go into a space that's safe sounds really good. Now, here in Melbourne, as they, I think Shelley mentioned, the Victorian Aboriginal Health Service here in Melbourne is at 186 Nicholson Street in Carlton.
Fitzroy. It's all right. Fitzroy and Carlton are next
to each other. Yeah, they sort of, so. Nicholson Street sort of, oh, it does actually. It does, it goes from Carlton to Fitzroy indeed. I used to see it on my way home from Joy when we used to do a nighttime show, and I would go home each Thursday night when we were on air, and I would see the Aboriginal Health Service and think, oh, yeah, that's a great space, and it's a good space.
And also on Saturday, July the 11th, the NADOC ball is on, and if anyone's interested in getting tickets, you can ring Rebecca on 9411 9411.
That's a great phone number. I love that.
Absolutely. Well, I think we've had a really great show, and if thank you so much to everyone who sent in a message. We were inundated with quite a few messages today. Indeed. Which was really nice, really supportive, and it was lovely to hear. We always like hearing messages from the community, so keep at it, guys.
And it was great to have a question coming in as well, asking about the health service and what services there are for LGBTI people as well.
Yes.
So thank you, Rodrigo from Footscray, for sending in that message.
And coming up next, we have Stephanie with the afternoon show, the lovely Stephanie.
Yes, so we'd like to welcome Stephanie. This is Jesse, Jack and Tex from Well, 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 from the Victorian AIDS Council. You're listening to Joy 94.9. Until next Tuesday, goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye. Bye now.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.